We're going to cross over to London now, where we're being joined by the Muslim Brotherhood's leader in the UK, Mohammed Ghanem. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Ghanem. Now, the situation in Egypt is looking very certain right now, but one thing is for sure, the SCAF is moving fast to consolidate its power, its grip on power. Now, does it matter anymore if Morsi wins the elections?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as before the election, the Muslim Brotherhood has two choices, either withdrew as an objection to keep Shafiq in the run, in the race, or to join. They decide by the majority to go through the election and give the ballot box the decision. Now we see the leading, Mr. Morsi is leading. Within that period, we've seen the military council, they did the constitution declaration, which almostly stripped his power of the lot of authority he used to enjoy as the head of the state. Then whoever comes as a president, he wouldn't have much power. And he had to negotiate the rest with the military council. It put the picture in general that whoever come, the military council will be the head of the state. Virtually, they would be the highest authority. And the president has to negotiate with them and compromise in order to do his job. And this is a quite a strange situation. Although it is temporary, it's not permanent, but it indicates that the military council is hesitating to give up the power to the civil leadership, which is democratically elected. The picture is not clear yet. Maybe after tomorrow or after some time, the thing has become clearer and we will try to understand. But for sure, the president, whoever going to come, although we have Mr. Morsi in the lead, he will find himself stripped out of almost his authority. And this is a shame. And this is a step back for democracy.
Right now, many reports are also indicating that Shafiq, who is widely believed to be the SCAF's candidate, is going to be declared the winner of these elections. And now the legislative powers, as you just mentioned, also are in the hands of the SCAF. What is the next step for Egypt as far as the Muslim Brotherhood goes?
Well, that's not only as the Muslim Brotherhood, it's up to the Egyptian people. Now, the Egyptian people, the patient is nearly gone. They waited to the last moment, and they given the democracy and the ballot box the decision, the decisive instrument. Now, the lead to Mr. Morsi, I wonder how they're going to declare Shafiq as a winner. And especially, one of the things this parliament has done successfully and very beneficial to the Egyptian people, that the count go within the ballot box unit. Then we see by our eyes the counting of the votes and everything is clear. It is very difficult, and I wonder how, if we can see the votes in favor of Dr. Morsi, whoever going to announce Shafiq as a winner. But this is one issue. The other issue is the declaration by the army, which indicates very clearly that the army is still hesitating to give up power to the civilian.
It is indeed, but it was the Constitutional Court that dissolved the parliament as well, so it's not very hard to imagine how it can get Shafiq to be declared as a winner of these elections. But now people, of course, are regretting putting their trust in SCAF to safeguard the revolution, but the Muslim Brotherhood has always tried to work hand-in-hand with the ruling generals. Would you say that the party's position has taken a hit because of that in recent days?
Not really, because, you know, we understand that the army holding the power, although we always distinguish between the council and the army itself, the soldier or all the soldiers and the army is loyal to Egyptian people, but it is running by the council. And the council, although it has the power, but still, they cannot go against the Egyptian people wealth, because once they start do that, they cannot guarantee the loyalty for their staff, the soldier and the officer, because those soldier and officer have they obey the leaders, the army council, with conditions for the loyalty to the Egyptian people. Once that relation broken, then nobody guarantee how those soldiers gonna to react. But I hope we will never get to this stage. The stage is not for any benefit to anyone to have a clash with the army now. He's a protector of the power, and he should, whatever reason he gave, ultimately give that power to the elected leader.
All right, we're just going to have to wait and see how that develops. That was the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood in the UK, Mohammed Ghanem, joining us there on the line from London. Mr. Ghanem, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.